Welcome back to the Profit Mancer Money Mastery Series, where we dive deep into the mechanics of mastering your financial universe. Today's episode, nestled snugly in our opportunity chapter, is all about strategic alliances. Yes, I'm talking about partner in crime, collaborations that count. I'm sharing your guide through this labyrinth of opportunity, leverage, and let's be honest, making more money in cool ways you probably haven't thought of yet. Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. That's a gem from Helen Keller, and folks, it couldn't ring truer for today's entrepreneurs. The landscape of business isn't just changing, it's evolving at warp speed. And in this world, collaboration isn't just a buzzword, it's your secret weapon to unlock new levels of growth, reach, and innovation. So why collaborations? Imagine tapping into the reservoir of potential clients and customers, ripe and ready without the Herculean effort of building it from scratch. Picture joining forces with a business whose products or services complement yours, creating a symbiotic relationship where 1 + 1 = 10. From joint ventures, licensing deals, to co-hosting events, the possibilities are as vast as the universe itself. But let's ground this spaceship for a second. Collaborations are about more than just mutual benefit. They're about creating value that's exponential. It's about finding your business soulmate and saying, hey, let's take over the world together, shall we? Now, I can hear some of you thinking, sounds great, but how do I even start? That's what this module is about. We're going to arm you with the knowledge and excitement necessary to venture out to create collaborations that count. Let's dive into one of the most dynamic words in the entrepreneurial lexicon, leverage. It's all about getting more with less, turning the dial up on your efforts to amplify results. Now in the realm of business, collaborations are the ultimate lever, a strategic tool that, when used wisely, can catapult your enterprise into new heights of success and innovation. So let's look at why collaborations are your leverage multiplier. Collaborations can open doors to markets that were previously out of reach. By partnering with businesses that already have a foothold in areas you're looking to enter, you effectively bypass years of groundwork. It's like getting a VIP pass to the front of the line. New markets may be domestic or could be global. Two heads or companies are better than one. Collaborations allow you to pool resources, knowledge, and expertise, drastically reducing costs and timelines. Whether it's technology, market insights, or operational capabilities, this shared toolbox is a game changer. Aligning with established brands or influencers can significantly boost your visibility and lend credibility to your business. It's akin to getting a glowing endorsement in the eyes of consumers and the industry alike. Collaborative ventures are breeding grounds for innovation. The fusion of different perspectives, cultures, and ideas sparks creativity, leading to breakthrough products, services, and solutions that stand out in the market. When businesses join forces, they share not just the rewards, but also the risks. This shared stake can make stepping into new ventures or innovation less daunting, as the burden and thrill of exploration is distributed. In today's fast-paced world, speed is currency. Collaborations can accelerate product development and deployment, enabling you to move from concept to market with agility and efficiency. It's the equivalent of hitting the fast-forward button on your business strategy. Never underestimate the value of having a partner in the trenches with you. The entrepreneurial journey can be a roller coaster, and having a collaborator share the ride can provide emotional support and keep motivation high. In the grand chess game of business, collaborations are your power move. They are not just transactions, but transformative relationships that can redefine what's possible for your business. By leveraging partners wisely, you're not merely surviving the entrepreneurial battlefield, you're thriving, outmaneuvering, and paving your way to a legacy. Remember, leverage through collaboration isn't about losing your identity or autonomy. It's about amplifying your strengths and fortifying your weaknesses. It's about achieving together what might be impossible alone. So as you consider your next strategic move, ask yourself, how can I leverage collaborations to not just grow, but to truly soar? Now let's navigate through the vibrant spectrum of collaborations available to you. Understanding the variety and nuances of each type can spark ideas and reveal paths you might not have considered. Here's a rundown of some key collaboration formats that have revolutionized businesses across the globe. There's joint ventures. Two or more parties come together to undertake a specific project or business activity, sharing resources, risks, and rewards. It's like assembling your Avengers team for the entrepreneurial universe. Then there's licensing deals, perfect for expanding your product line or entering new markets without heavy investment. You allow another business to use your product, brand, or technology under agreed terms. It's your intellectual property going on a profitable field trip. Then, of course, there's affiliate partnerships, a performance-based collaboration where you reward partners or affiliates for directing traffic and new customers your way. Think of it as having a battalion of cheerleaders, except that everyone wins. Then there's product collaborations. Unite with another brand to create a product that leverages the strengths of both parties. This can often lead to buzzworthy launches that fans of both brands will clamor for. Of course, there's service bundling. Combine your services with another provider to offer a comprehensive package to customers. It's like creating a deluxe edition of your service that offers more value and convenience. Then there's content collaborations. Join forces on content creation, be it blogs, podcasts, videos, or webinars. It's a fantastic way to double your reach and have your efforts bringing fresh perspectives and value to your audience. Of course, there's event partnerships too. Co-hosting events, whether online or in person, can significantly amplify your visibility and establish authority in your industry. It's about creating experiences that people remember. Then there's cross-promotion, a simpler form of collaboration where two parties agree to promote each other's products or services to their respective audiences. It's the entrepreneurial equivalent of saying, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. And then there's strategic alliances, longer-term partnerships aimed at achieving a range of strategic objectives from research and development to marketing and distribution. It's like forming a council of allies in your quest for market domination. And finally, last but not least, there's charitable collaborations. Partner with a nonprofit or charity for a cause-related campaign. Not only does it contribute to a good cause, but it also resonates deeply with customers' values. Each type of collaboration offers unique advantages and can be tailored to fit your business goals and capabilities. The key is to approach each potential partnership with clarity, mutual respect, and a solid understanding of what you want to achieve. So let's zoom in on a critical step now, evaluating potential partnerships. First things first, let's talk about criteria. Picking a partner is a lot like dating. You want to ensure that there's compatibility, shared goals, and importantly, that they're not going to drive you up the wall. So here are the top things to consider. Alignment of values. Your potential partner's business ethics, mission, and culture should harmonize with yours. It's like a business soulmate. If your core values clash, it's a recipe for disaster. Then there's audience overlap to consider. You want to look for partners whose audiences complement or overlap with yours in meaningful ways. It's about expanding your reach, not cannibalizing your existing market. And finally, look for complementary strengths. Seek out partners who bring something different to the table. If you're a tech whiz, but marketing isn't your forte, a partner with a strong marketing background could be your perfect match. Now, knowing what to look for is half the battle. The other half, making sure you're not stepping into a minefield. Due diligence, it might sound like legal jargon, but think of it as doing your homework, and here's how to ace it. Research is the first step. You want to start with a deep dive into their business history, reputation, and past collaborations. Online reviews, news articles, and business directories are good starting points. Then there's financial health. You want to assess their financial stability. It's not about being nosy. It's about ensuring they can hold up their end of the bargain. Then legal check. Look for any legal red flags such as lawsuits, especially those related to unethical business practices or breaches of contract. Then consider cultural fit. If possible, get a sense of their company culture. This can often be gleaned from social media, the content they produce, or if you're lucky, through mutual connections. And finally, ask around. Leverage your network. Someone's likely crossed paths with them before and can offer invaluable insights. Conducting thorough due diligence not only protects you from potential conflicts, but it also lays a strong foundation for a partnership built on trust and mutual respect. In the realm of collaboration, being selective and diligent in evaluating potential partners is your best strategy for long-term success. Remember, the goal isn't just to grow your business, but to enhance its value and reputation in the market. Choose wisely, and your partnerships could become the most potent weapon in your entrepreneurial arsenal. Now let's unlock the secrets to negotiating agreements that safeguard everyone's interests while setting the stage for success. Negotiation, it's not a battlefield, it's a dance floor. The goal is not to overpower, but to find a rhythm that works for both parties. Here's how to lead with grace. Do your homework before stepping into negotiations. Know their business as well as you know yours. Understand their needs, their strengths, and potential reservations. Open with common ground. Start by highlighting the mutual benefit of the collaboration. It sets a positive tone and frames the negotiation as a team effort. Listen actively. Negotiation is a two-way street. Listen to their concerns and objectives with the intent to understand, not just respond. Be clear about your non-negotiables. Know what aspects of the agreement are must-haves for you. Transparency about your essentials prevents future conflicts. And finally, adopt a problem-solving attitude. Approach negotiations with the mindset of solving a puzzle together rather than dividing a pie. Look for creative solutions that address both parties' core needs. Now let's ensure you know the anatomy of a collaborative agreement that covers all the bases. A well-crafted agreement is your roadmap and safety net rolled into one. Here's what it needs to include. The objectives and scope. You want to clearly define the purpose, goals, and limits of the collaboration. What are you aiming to achieve together? Boundaries prevent scope creep. Then there's the roles and responsibility. Detail who does what. Clarity on contributions and responsibilities ensures smooth operation and it prevents misunderstandings. Then there's deliverables and timelines. Specify what success looks like with concrete deliverables and deadlines. It keeps everyone on track and accountable. Then there's confidentiality clauses. Protect your trade secrets and sensitive information. A confidentiality agreement ensures that shared knowledge stays within the partnership. What will the financial arrangements be? You want to outline payment schedules, profit sharing, and any other financial considerations. Money matters are often delicate. Address them head on to avoid disputes. Speaking of disputes, there's dispute resolution. Agree on how you'll handle disagreements. It's optimistic to think there won't be any, but it's wise to have a plan if they arise. And then finally, have an exit strategy. Not every partnership lasts forever. Define conditions under which the agreement can be terminated, ensuring a clean and amicable breakup if necessary. Negotiating a collaborative agreement with these elements in mind equips you for a partnership that's not only fruitful, but also fair and transparent. In the world of business collaborations, a well-negotiated agreement is your best ally. It lays the foundation for a partnership that can thrive and withstand the tests of time and challenge. Remember, the essence of a great negotiation is not in the compromise, but in the mutual gain. Approach each negotiation with respect, clarity, and a touch of creativity, and you'll build bridges that lead to uncharted territories of success. Let's dive into the lifeblood of any successful collaboration, communication. We'll explore how to keep the channels open, transparent, and effective. After all, a collaboration without communication is like a ship without a rudder, bound to drift aimlessly. Let's ensure your partnership is set for smooth sailing. In the dance of collaboration, communication takes the lead. Here are the steps to ensure that you never miss a beat. Right from the start, agree on how you will communicate, whether it's weekly check-ins, daily briefs, or ad hoc updates. Setting these expectations early can prevent a lot of headaches. Encourage an environment where both parties feel comfortable sharing successes, concerns, and failures. Transparency breeds trust, and trust is the cornerstone of any strong partnership. Schedule periodic meetings, not just to track progress, but to discuss any issues openly. These checkpoints are vital for recalibrating strategies and addressing any concerns before they become problems. In our digital age, geographical boundaries are no longer barriers. Utilizing project management tools, video conferencing, and shared workspaces can keep both parties aligned and in sync. From meeting notes to agreed upon decisions, make sure there's a record. It not only helps keep everyone accountable, but it also serves as a reference point for future discussions. And finally, constructive feedback is a gift. Cultivate a relationship where feedback is freely given and received, focusing on the collective success of the collaboration. Thankfully, technology is on our side, offering a plethora of tools designed to bridge distances and streamline collaboration. Here are some that you should consider. There's project management tools such as Asana, Trello, Teamwork, Monday. Keep projects on track with task assignments, deadlines, and progress tracking. Then there's communication platforms such as Slack and Microsoft Teams. For day-to-day communication and quick updates, these platforms can be invaluable. Then there's video conferencing like Zoom and Google Meet, essential for face-to-face meetings, especially when working with international partners. Then there's cloud storage and document sharing. For example, Google Drive and Dropbox facilitate real-time collaboration on documents, spreadsheets, and presentations. And finally, time zone schedulers. World Time Buddy, Every Time Zone are two examples. Simplify the process of finding suitable times for meetings across different time zones. Leveraging these tools can dramatically enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of your collaboration, making distance virtually irrelevant. In the journey of collaboration, effective communication is your compass. It guides decisions, solves problems, and navigates the partnership toward shared goals. With the practices and tools we've discussed today, you're well equipped to build a collaboration that's not only productive, but also rewarding. Now let's move on to decoding the metrics of success for collaborations. Measuring success is both an art and science. Understanding the impact of your collaborations isn't just about feeling good. It's about confirming alignment with your strategic objectives and making informed decisions for the future. In the universe of business collaborations, not all stars shine as brightly as others. Some partnerships may seem promising at first, but fail to deliver the anticipated value. That's why it's crucial to have a constellation of metrics and KPIs, or key performance indicators, at your disposal, guiding you to make data-driven decisions and steer your collaborations towards true north. To begin, let's establish the metrics and KPIs that serve as our navigational stars. Revenue growth, perhaps the most straightforward metric yet pivotal. Has the collaboration directly contributed to an uptick in sales or open new revenue streams? Then there's market expansion. Evaluate whether the partnership has allowed you to enter new markets or demographics. Look at customer acquisition rates in these new territories as a tangible measure. Then there's customer engagement. Monitor changes in customer engagement levels. Increased social media interaction, website traffic, and customer inquiries can all signal the collaboration's effectiveness in boosting your brand's visibility. Of course, there's innovation metrics. If your collaboration is aimed at product development or innovation, assess the output in terms of new products launched, patents filed, or technology advances achieved. And finally, there's operational efficiency. For collaborations focused on operational improvements, you want to measure changes in production times, cost savings, or quality enhancements. Remember, the right KPIs for your partnership depend on the initial objectives you set. You want to align your metrics accordingly to get a clear picture of success. Now, numbers tell part of the story, but feedback illuminates the nuances. Engaging with customers, partners, and team members provides insights that raw data can't. Here's how to gather this valuable feedback. There's surveys and questionnaires, a direct way to collect quantitative and qualitative feedback from all stakeholders. Tailor your questions to uncover insights on the collaboration's perceived value. Then there's interviews and focus groups. For more in-depth analysis, consider conducting interviews or focus groups with key customers, partners, or team members. Of course, there's social media and online reviews. Public sentiment on social platforms and review sites can offer unfiltered feedback on the partnership's impact. And finally, sales and support teams. These frontline teams can provide anecdotal evidence and customer stories that highlight the collaboration's effectiveness or areas for improvement. Measuring the success of collaborations isn't just about affirming past decisions, it's about paving the way for future strategies. By setting clear KPIs, monitoring progress, and actively seeking feedback, you ensure that each partnership not only serves its purpose, but also aligns with your overarching business goals. Let's move on to take a look at scaling collaborations. Finding a collaborative partnership that clicks is akin to discovering a rare gem. But the real magic lies in nurturing that find into a priceless jewel. Here's how you can scale these partnerships for long-term success. Evaluate and realign goals. As businesses evolve, so do their objectives. Regularly assess and realign your goals to ensure that the collaboration continues to meet the growing needs of both parties. Expand the scope. Once you've nailed the initial project or objective, consider broadening the scope of collaboration. Explore new projects or areas where you can apply the synergy of your partnership. Then leverage success stories. Use the success of your collaboration as a marketing tool. Share your achievements in case studies, press releases, or social media to attract new opportunities and build credibility. Innovate together. Innovation is the fuel for growth. Invest in joint research and development efforts to create new products, services, or solutions that can open up additional revenue streams. And finally, formalize the partnership. If the collaboration proves to be exceptionally successful, consider formalizing the relationship through a joint venture, merger, or strategic alliance, solidifying the partnership and commitment to mutual growth. Not every collaboration is meant for the long haul. Here's how to recognize when it's time to part ways and how to do so gracefully. If the collaboration's objectives consistently diverge from your core business goals, it may be time to reassess the partnership. When the effort outweighs the benefits or the collaboration no longer contributes to your growth, consider if the resources could be better allocated elsewhere. Any partnership that compromises your values or culture is not sustainable. Protecting your brand's integrity is paramount. Ending a collaboration doesn't have to burn bridges. Communicate your decision openly, respectfully, and with gratitude for the partnership's contributions. Ensure a smooth transition by clearly outlining the steps to unwind the collaboration, handling shared assets and responsibilities with care. And finally, every collaboration, whether successful or not, offers valuable lessons. Take the time to reflect on what worked, what didn't, and how these insights can guide your future partnerships. Collaborations are the threads that can either strengthen or tangle your path to success. Scaling these relationships thoughtfully or concluding them with integrity are both essential strategies in your entrepreneurial toolkit. As you venture forward, remember the right collaborations can catapult your business to new heights, but it's the wisdom to nurture or conclude them that truly defines your mastery of the art. In a world that moves at breakneck speed, staying ahead in the innovation game is crucial. But here's a little secret. You don't have to do it alone. Collaborations can be your secret weapon for creative breakthroughs. Here's why. When you collaborate, you merge different viewpoints, experiences, and expertise. This diversity is a gold mine for innovative ideas, offering solutions you might never have considered on your own. Innovation is a risky business, but with a partner by your side, you share both the uncertainties and the victories. This shared stake can make stepping into uncharted territory less daunting. Two heads or more are better than one. Collaborative efforts can speed up the research and development process, bringing new products, services, or business models to market faster than going it alone. And finally, sometimes the best innovations come from applying solutions from one industry to another. Collaborations, especially those across different sectors, can be a hotbed for such cross-pollination of ideas. To truly harness the power of collaborations for innovation, fostering an open culture within your organization is key. Here's how. Promote a culture that values seeking out and engaging with potential partners. Let your team know that it's not just okay to look outward for inspiration, it's encouraged. Create spaces or forums where your team can interact with collaborators, share ideas, and brainstorm. These interactions can spark new concepts and solutions. Recognize and reward teamwork and collaborative achievements within your organization. Highlighting these successes encourages a collaborative mindset. Innovation requires flexibility. Encourage your team to be adaptable, willing to pivot on new insights or directions that may emerge from collaborative efforts. Strong collaborations are built on trust and mutual respect. Invest time and resources in building and nurturing these relationships, just as you would with your internal team. Collaborations are more than just strategic alliances. They're a bridge to the future of innovation. By leveraging partnerships, you not only amplify your creative potential, but also pave the way for breakthroughs that can redefine industries. So take a moment to look around and ask, who can we collaborate with next to light up the path of innovation? The right collaboration can catapult your business into new stratospheres of success, but it requires strategy, mutual respect, and a dash of creativity. We've created a worksheet designed to help you brainstorm potential partnerships, articulate your value, and sketch out your collaboration strategy. This isn't just busy work, it's the blueprint for your next big opportunity. In conclusion, whether it's joining forces for a product launch, a service bundle, or co-creating content, the essence of a fruitful collaboration lies in creating overwhelming value. Value so irresistible that your combined audiences can't help but engage. So go forth, find your partner in crime, and remember, in the realm of business, the whole can indeed be much greater than the sum of its parts. Let's make those collaboration dreams a reality.